This is from Complicity, the second play with Knives novel. George, the narrator, is looking for his lover Claire, who's in danger in the wilderness of Ashfield at night. I was standing by the phone booth. I made myself as obvious as possible in case she wanted to fly to me from the shadows somewhere. I held the booth door open slightly and leaned on my black stick. I searched every cranny of the visible world with my eyes. I only began to feel vulnerable then, and for the first time the soft shiver contracting through me was a physical fear of Claire. My rational mind was telling me that she had stayed with me, slept with me, protected me at the hospital. But in that protection there could have been a possessiveness like the one that had allowed her to kill her stepbrother and sisters. They had been hers after all. And in her first note to me, she had described her attitude to them at 9 years old as like that of old-fashioned royalty. She had protected them, too. Then my reason said, well, what are you afraid of? That she'll suddenly plunge out of the bushes screaming and stabbing the scissors at you like the obsessed villainess in a movie against one-night stands? Then I reminded myself that she had been able to kill Clem and that her slowness to react had only proved her deliberation. The night was so spectral with conspiracy that I rested my tight forehead against the sleek glass of the booth, which rattled slightly. My blood beat throbbed in it like a train. All that, of course, only took a few minutes while I recognised my fear. Then I decided, no, the fear is not of her coming at me, but of me going to her, that she'll lure me out into the darkness like a succubus luring a hunter. So far into the forest that when she finally deserts him, his torch will sputter out and he'll be alone with the ghosts and the silent tigers. Telling it to myself as him, not me, helped. I steadied myself on the booth and my stick and walked slowly and heavily down the street away from the highway. I projected my voice firmly. Claire! I took the car torch out of my pocket and shone it thoroughly backwards and forwards over the park while I was walking past. She wasn't there. I thought if I was Claire and an attacker was that close, I'd stay in the open street. I wouldn't trap myself by scrambling into the yards of houses, and I'd run as hard as I could for home. So I forced myself to dismiss any distracting images of backyards filled with trellises, tables, aviaries, bicycle sheds jumbled with wisteria, myriad hiding places, and walked solidly on down the stick-echoing footpath. I was still calling, Claire!